Welcome to season two, Spirit of the Walking Dead. I am Jesus, and we are here to recap episode one. And with me, we have Kristen from Miami.
What up, Jesus?
And we have Brancy.
Hello, everybody.
So we've been waiting for this for almost an entire year. What did you guys think about the first episode?
It was aight.
It was aight.
It gave me stress. It gave me stress.
Oh, yes, it did.
Why did it give you stress?
Because Alicia, that's why. That is why.
Yeah, Alicia is not the brightest one on the boat, apparently.
Oh my God.
But Alicia, who plays Alicia, at the press conference was joking about how it should no longer be called Fear the Walking Dead. It should be called Fear the Swimming Dead.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That was kind of weird seeing those floating bodies.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what gave me anxiety.
Yup.
Yeah, but we kind of know that they're not safe anywhere.
Yeah.
And I don't know why Alicia is being so stupid when everybody's telling her she shouldn't trust anybody anymore.
Man. I don't think it's that easy to cut that off.
No, it's not going to be easy, but it's just frustrating because you know that it's a bad decision to keep talking to people on this radio. And you just want to scream, but it's like, oh my God, I can't do anything.
Exactly. You
know? Yeah, but did anybody else feel like she was trying to, like, I don't know, get a new boyfriend, even though she's barely been, single for like a week?
Or I don't know that she was trying to get a new boyfriend. I just think it was somebody else to talk to that's not on that boat with her.
I don't know. It was a little strange having her, you know, be kind of personal with the person on the radio.
Yeah.
Go over it.
I was just going to say, I mean, I think she was, you know, being flirty and everything, but I think it didn't start out with that intention, if that makes sense. Like, I think she just was trying to find someone to talk to that wasn't her family, because her family didn't even tell her what was happening for so long. So,
yeah,
I guess she just wanted to talk to someone.
But the second that, you know, he's trying to see where she's at, wouldn't that raise a flag?
Well, for me, it would.
Yeah.
I mean, it does, but they're all trying to get, they're all trying to figure out what the hell is going on, and I don't know. I don't think it's as weird as you think it is, but I wouldn't have told them where I'm at.
No.
No, and the way she was tricked into telling them where she's at was kind of like, I don't know, like, it was awkward. It didn't seem like it would be natural for somebody to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden they're in danger and they're trying to get her to go to them.
Right. Well, I think it's still early off enough in the apocalypse to where she hasn't had to face it head on yet. Because, I mean, really, they didn't face crowds very much. They dealt with the military coming in for a little bit, and then they were gone. Now they're on the boat, so she hasn't have to face other groups yet. So I guess she hasn't learned a lesson.
I think Chris has more than Nick and Alicia.
Yeah, I think he has too.
But Chris is being so whiny and annoying.
Yeah,
I know, but his mom got shot in the head by his dad. Yeah. That's weird.
Ophelia's also lost her mom. Why isn't she acting the same way?
I don't know.
You know, I don't have an answer for that.
I mean, I think isn't he a lot younger than she is, though?
Probably.
I don't know if a lot younger, but he is younger.
He is younger, but I wouldn't say a lot.
I don't know. I think he's being way too dramatic, and he's attaching himself to anybody else that would listen to him.
Yeah, I think he's being a bit dramatic about it. I mean, it does suck that he's, you know, he's young and his relationship with his parents wasn't exactly the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't have the time to fix that. But I don't know, he's taking it out on Travis a little too hard, I think. Like, I don't think he understands she was going to die regardless. So it's like either she becomes a, what they don't know what they are yet, but you know, a zombie, or Madison would have killed her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like either way, his mom was gonna die.
Yeah, and Madison's trying to be all buddy buddy with him at one point, but that just like didn't sit well with me. Like, this doesn't seem like the Madison from season one.
Oh my God, Brancy, he's going against Madison.
What is this? I'm not going against
Madison. I like her, but everything we learned about her from season one kind of hasn't transferred to the first episode of season two.
Yeah, I agree. Because, I mean, she was trying to help those people on the boat. And, I mean, in the first season, she was kind of like, you know, like they got to stay to themselves and not involve anybody else.
Yeah,
the trying to bring this boat full of people on, it's like, I don't know, it's kind of like a different character.
But yeah, that's what kind of bugged me. Like, you know, neighbors who she's been around for probably years, she didn't want to warn, but there's these strangers on a boat, and she's like, come on.
Right.
All right, so let's see. Jesus, you uh-huh. would not have warned the neighbors. We made that clear last yes. last season. Would you have taken on this boat of people?
Hell no.
I didn't think so.
Come on, like, we already see Strand. Like, Strand is mysterious and all, and I'm not sure exactly if he knows what he's doing on the boat or if he's just like the owner of the boat. I don't know, but he's already made it clear that we can't trust anybody.
'Cause you can't.
Yeah, and Madison, even though she knows she can't trust people, decides, maybe we could trust these complete strangers that are on a boat floating out in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-mm.
No way.
I don't like her, and I haven't liked her, but I will say that the conversation she had with Chris had to take place because he was just in his own world there for a second, and she had to just break it down for him.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't coming from his dad, who has to kind of calm him down or whatever. It was somebody that was trying to relate to him. So I'll give her credit on that one, but I still don't like her.
But that conversation was so awkward. Like,
yeah, but I think it had to happen.
Maybe it did, but once again,
she was telling him that what happened to his mom was going to happen regardless of who did it. So yeah.
But then, you know, we go back to season one where she didn't want to tell her own daughter what's happening, but now she wants to tell Chris what's happening?
Yeah.
Completely different characters.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm a little uneasy about that. I still think her and Strand are very much the leaders of the group.
Ugh. Brancy.
What?
What did you say?
Yeah, they're the ones who basically, like, handle everything.
Strand, yes. But Madison, yeah, not I don't Madison. Know.
Madison wanted to bring the boat full of people on, and she couldn't get anybody to agree with her on that.
Yeah, and
she's not calling any shots.
I think that little, you know, battle for power between her and Strand is probably going to be more developed as we get along through the episodes. Because we definitely know Curtis isn't going to be, or I mean, what's his name?
Travis.
Travis isn't going to be a leader. He's not going to stand up. He's more of a, you know, go with the flow type person now.
I don't know, though, because he went against Madison when she wanted to help those people. And he said that he has to watch his family, so.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Like, I think he was taking Strand's side, definitely. But that's because it's Strand's boat. He made it perfectly clear, this is my boat.
He did make that clear.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
And, I don't know, Strand is probably the best character on the show right now.
I agree with you on that one.
Yes.
And I still don't know exactly who he is or what's his whole deal, his plan, but he seems to be very level-headed and straightforward with everybody.
Yeah.
Is, you know, where do you guys think that he's leading them? Like, do you think he's actually going to find some sort of safe haven somewhere?
Seth.
I don't think he knows what he's doing.
Okay, let's take that first. Like, do you think he knows how to steer that ship, how to run the ship, or do you think he's just making it up as he goes along?
I think he knows how to run it. I just don't know if he knows where they're going.
No, I don't think he knows where they're going.
I don't think he knows what to do on the boat. I think he's the owner of the boat, and he's seen people, you know, steer it. He's seen people take care of the boat. But it seems like he's not comfortable where he's at.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with you on that one. Because he knows how to read all those Doppler, you know, the radar shit. He knows how to read that stuff. So I think he knows what he's doing. I just think he's being put in a situation with a bunch of strangers where he has to kind of be on edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't think it's that he doesn't know what he's doing. I think he does know what he's doing. He's just trying to work his way around trying to figure out what the hell to do.
Right.
So do you trust Ren now?
I don't know if I trust him, but he is letting them stay on this boat with him. I mean, he's not going to... I mean, short of kicking them off, like he told Madison, you know, if the boat stops, it's to let someone off, not to let them on. Mm-hmm. I just think he's going to do whatever he can to survive, and, I mean, I would stick by him. I would be a little weary on what his motives are, but I would stick by him.
So you don't trust his motives?
I don't know what his motives are yet.
Brancy?
I don't trust anybody anytime. Right? I think we're still early off in the series to where we can't really find the people in the cast that we can say are going to be trustworthy yet. Mm-hmm. I think it's still too early to figure that out. We can pick our favorites, sure, but we need more time, and more time in the apocalypse specifically, to see how they're going to be tested with themselves and with others, with other groups, before we can make that call. So, do I trust him? No, I don't trust any of them right now, but I will say that so far, I mean, he's letting them stay with him, and I would stick with him right now because there's power in numbers.
Exactly.
So what's his deal with having so much faith in Nick?
I think maybe he sees, like, himself in Nick because, wasn't Strand like a thief? Doesn't he steal stuff from people?
I don't know if he steals stuff. He seems to be like... He has a yacht, for God's sakes. Come on. You think he stole that yacht?
Listen, maybe. Con artists can have yachts, too.
No, but didn't he steal the guy's watch in the first season and cufflinks or something?
Yeah, that sounds familiar to me.
I don't know if he stole them, but he gave it to a guard in exchange for protection.
Yeah,
he's like a gambler. Yeah. So it's like, I mean, if he's a gambler, that could be an addiction. So if he sees anything of himself in Nick, then I can see him like bonding with him, mm-hmm. trying to help him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
So who are you going to stick by though? Who would you stick by? Would you stick by Strand or would you stick by the families?
I would say Strand.
Why Strand?
I don't know. I think he has the best chance for survival, I want to say, mm-hmm. because the other ones are making stupid mistakes, and I think it's just because they weren't prepared. He mm-hmm. seems to be prepared for some reason.
But what about Daniel?
Daniel is a badass. I don't know if I would have eaten that damn eel, though. Ew.
Why not?
You was what delicious. Else are you going to eat, Kristen?
That shit looked nasty.
They're on the ocean.
You've never had eel?
No.
Have you guys never had sushi?
No, I hate seafood.
Eel is
I've
delicious.
Eaten sushi, but I eat California rolls. That hardly counts as sushi.
Yeah, no, that's not sushi. That's
exactly.
Yeah,
that's... It looks like sushi, but it's not really.
Yeah, you need to try eel. Eel is delicious.
Nope.
Yes. But yeah, the little scene where he's fishing with Chris is a big scene in this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it kind of drives Chris to do what he does throughout the rest of the episode. When he, you know, goes and he flips his mom into the ocean. Did you guys expect that?
No.
No.
I was like, oh my God, ruthless.
I was.
Well, just like Curtis or Travis shooting his mom in the head. Because, you know, they're family. Him throwing his mom in the ocean kind of puts him on equal ground, doesn't it?
I don't know. Yeah. That was like an overreaction, like times 20 to me.
Yeah.
Overreaction? Why overreaction?
Because he's taking out his frustration, but the way he did it was like he was taking it out on his mom. Like he threw her out in the ocean so violently. But I'm like, she didn't do anything.
I think he did it before anybody else could.
I think he was just tired of listening to Travis talk. He just wanted to get it over with.
Maybe. I mean, but then later on, he ends up taking a little swim.
Which was another stupid move.
Yep.
We kind of know that Chris does really stupid things from season one.
We can hope for character development, though.
Yeah, but
I think it's funny that the drug addict is like the only young person on the show that's making any sense.
I know, right? Oh my God.
But that's only because he already knows he's lost and he's trying to figure himself out now that, you know, the zombie apocalypse is happening.
Yeah, but still, I mean,
he's just continuing on with his regular everyday routine. He was lost before the zombie apocalypse. He's lost after, and nothing much has changed for him.
True. That was very philosophical of you, Jesus.
Well, it's what Strand told him before in season one. And then he now has a support from Strand who says, you know, I believe in you. I have faith in you. So,
this is true.
You know, this changes things for Nick. He didn't have that from his mom. He had an enabler in his mom before.
Yeah. Because Madison sucks.
Mm-hmm. No, because Madison was a mom.
I'm not going to touch that one.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to start that fight.
You just... I guess, you know, neither of you are parents, so I'm pretty sure Mike would agree that a parent does everything they can to see their child happy.
Listen, that was a low blow, Jesus.
I know. How was that a low blow? Wow. I'm 20. I don't need to have kids right now.
Listen, I turned 32 on Saturday, okay? And I don't have kids, but I pretty much raised my niece. And I would do anything for that kid. But if she was a drug addict, I would kick her ass. Uh-huh. I would not enable. I would kick her ass.
I don't know. I still think you would stick by her no matter what.
Well, of course, but I would kick her ass.
Yeah, that's different than enabling.
But, exactly.
Okay. I was reading this earlier about season one that when Madison actually hits Nick, the internet went crazy because it's child abuse.
Oh my God.
He's not a child.
Roll my eyes. The internet goes crazy about everything. Okay, that really is not what you qualify as child abuse. Okay?
He hit her. She hit him.
Yeah, okay, but...
But he's grown enough to be doing drugs and doing all this crazy stuff. So he deserved to get smacked up.
So if your mom decides...
Listen, if I did something wrong when I was younger and I got smacked for it, I learned from it.
Exactly.
Nowadays, you hit your kid and it's, oh my God, child abuse. I think there's a place and a time, and at that time, Nick deserved to get hit by his mom. And he's not a kid.
Well, I guess you know, that's a difference of
ruthless.
Yeah, and you call me heartless for not warning my neighbors about the zombie apocalypse.
Whoa, these are big.
Come on.
There is no difference. You're beating your family member, and you said fine.
You act like she
smacked her son,
tortured him, or something. It was just a smack. Like it's all in the intent. Abuse is when you intend it to like detrimentally hurt somebody.
Exactly.
That's not what she was trying to do. She's trying to knock some sense into him
by hitting him.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Hell, I would have hit him.
But now we see that Nick is actually the smarter one of everybody.
Maybe he learned from that smack he got.
There you go.
Definitely not. That because sense
right into him.
No, definitely not, because even after he got smacked, he was out looking for drugs.
Yeah, but that's what addicts do. They have those relapses. You know, he can't quit cold turkey. He's going to need time, and maybe the apocalypse is the perfect time for him to do that. I mean, even if you take The Walking Dead, they were all different people before what happened. And we didn't see their origin stories, but we hear them talk about it. You know, Merle and Daryl were not very great people, but we all know Daryl's one of like the most loved characters on that show. The apocalypse changes you, so maybe this is exactly what he needed in a weird way.
You mean for nobody to be able to actually sell him drugs?
Yeah, maybe he just needed that space and he needed to grow up really quick. That's what the apocalypse is making him do.
Well, he's definitely going to not be able to get any more drugs now that he's out in the middle of the ocean somewhere.
Hell no. Not right now, at least.
Since we're talking about Madison, can we talk about what Mike thought of this episode real quick?
Go for it.
I'm dying to hear.
Okay, Mike thought that this was a nice premiere episode. He said Strand's yacht is hella sweet, but he agrees with Daniel. Something's up with Strand. Then he says, it's three against one. He still can't stand Madison. She's such a snatch face. And he said she hasn't changed since season one.
But she completely changed.
Yeah, but that's because of the writing. That's not because her character is dumb. Because her character is still dumb. Mike thinks Alicia is a dumbass and then asks, what was she thinking playing Smokey and the Bandit with that dude? Chris is whack. Just one big ass baby. He needs some serious tough love. Boom! Mike's on our side.
Yeah!
Come on. I don't know.
Chris needs to get smacked. He punched his dad. What kind of abuse is that, Jesus?
Yeah!
But then Madison said that it's okay.
Oh my god.
Right? That she remembers hitting her that the first time.
She didn't say it was okay.
Yeah.
No, she said sometimes it needs to happen. So she's on your guys' side. I remember
hearing she hit her dad and it was tough and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, so she's on your side. How can you say she's wrong when she's on your side?
Wait, that conversation took a turn. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah, she's saying that Madison said that it's okay to fight sometimes.
That's your
opinion, and you're saying she's wrong for it. So are you saying
I didn't say she was wrong?
No, I'm not saying she's wrong.
You're saying her character is stupid for thinking this. So are you saying
I said her character is just dumb.
No, I just don't like dumb for thinking it.
Exactly.
Is it because she reminds you too much of you?
No.
God, no.
I don't know. I mean, you guys have similar ways of thinking, maybe.
Where's he going with this?
Wait. First.
Hold on. Let me finish with Mike's comments because Hayes is about to get smacked.
Go for it.
Smacked to the phone. Mike says the only people he likes so far are Daniel and Strand, which we agree with.
He says
it was a nice start. And then he said, tomorrow night, the crew and I will get together and recap tonight's premiere episode. And he lied because he's not here.
Liar!
Yeah. But he's on baby duty, so we can forgive him this one time, right?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Possibly. Maybe we don't forgive you, though. You are not forgiven.
Nope.
What did I do?
You're calling me and Francie, like, child abusers and,
I know.
And people abusers, heartless. Says the guy who didn't want to warn his neighbors.
Honestly.
I don't owe them anything. I owe my family something. I don't owe my neighbors anything.
Oh, man. Okay, but just because you don't owe them anything doesn't mean you can't be like, oh, hey, by the way, the city's going to be overrun by zombies any day now.
I'll send them a postcard when I'm safe. How about
oh,
that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Jesus is the first one off the boat.
Yep. He'd be pushed off real quick.
Okay, so let's talk about when they are off the boat in the water. When the zombies come.
Goodness. No.
Why did it give you such anxiety? Why?
Because open water scares me to begin with. I don't need to be chased by zombies trying to eat me.
I think since, you know, I was at the press day and Robert Kirkman, the creator of The Walking Dead, was there talking about it, he brought up a very good point that there is no comic and he's able to create any type of situation for these people. And I think this is a very interesting place to put them out in the water. You know, I mean, they don't have anywhere to go anymore. Uh-uh. And now zombies are coming from all over, or what do they call it? The infected?
Yeah, the infected.
Yeah, they're coming to the boat, and now they even have a group of people who have no idea who they are coming for them.
Yeah, thanks to Alicia.
Mm-hmm. We all know she's stupid now, so. But do you
think her to be stupid. I wanted her to be like a tough.
Oh, yeah.
But she does seem tough, but.
Yeah, but. Well,
once again, you know, her boyfriend or whatever he, you know, died about a week before all this is happening. I mean, this is a really quick turnaround for them.
So, but she's also really young. I mean, it's not like they were married or anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, she was just kind of seeking some attention, maybe?
Maybe.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we all saw last season with the little thing with her and Chris where she, like, put on the dress and everything. I think it's clear that she wants some kind of attention. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the love of God. Her family didn't tell her what was going on for, like, the whole first season. So
I'm pretty sure she figured it out by episode two.
Come on.
She's pretty smart.
They weren't open with her about it. But yeah, I've still got faith in Alicia. I'm not ruling her out yet. But this episode, I wanted to slap her.
Yeah, she definitely needed a wake-up call, and I think this was the wake-up call.
Thank God.
No.
I don't think she's done with that wake-up call, though.
I don't think she's going to be done until we see what's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, now we have zombies in the water. We have Nick, who was having a nice little swim. Mm. I don't know. I really like the way this episode was shot. It was amazing because it seemed very cinematic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just as it's getting the calm, we get a huge reveal that there's something coming for them. Mm. What do you think is going to be coming for them?
I think the real question is who.
Who?
Yeah, and, I think it's who.
Yeah, these people let these swimming infected out so they could trap everybody on the boat.
Well, now, to me, I don't really think it was them trying to trap them. Mm-hmm. I just think it was kind of a power play, honestly.
And why didn't Strand jump into the water and try to help Chris and Nick out?
Well, because he doesn't have that, you know, loyalty to them yet. I mean, exactly. He just met them.
But he likes Nick. He already said, you know, that Nick has potential and...
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to put himself in the line of fire.
Yeah. I mean, I can't blame him for that either. I mean, this is his boat. They're with him. But he didn't ask them to be. You know, they just kind of all banded together. He's got no loyalties to them. He's not known them very long.
Well, he kind of didn't give him a choice. I mean, we saw in the beginning of the episode, and well, at the end of the last season, that he said, we're going to the boat. He didn't ask them if they wanted to. He told them, we're going.
Well, my thing about the situation, though, is they're able-bodied men. You know, they're in the water, and they went in there willingly. It'd be different if, like, they were injured in the water or something, but they, like, jumped in there themselves. What's he going to do to help the situation?
Exactly.
Like, how is he going to be able to help? He would just put himself in the line of fire.
I think he was a little scared, and I really think he has no idea what he's doing.
Oh, I would be scared, too.
Wait, Jesus, have you seen any of the other episodes?
No, but I am probably going to check a couple of them out as soon as I can. Mm-hmm. I just saw episode one.
Jesus is special.
I'm not special.
Hollywood.
Strand kind of got me like a little off guard because I thought he would be a little bit more protective of his little Nick now because of the way he was treating him. Like, he seems to trust Nick more than he does anybody else.
I can see that.
Do you think that's because Nick trusts him too?
I don't necessarily know if it's trust yet, but I think they see the potential for it to be trust, because I think it's way too early to trust anybody besides your own family. Like, even if I think Daniel's a badass, I wouldn't, in my position being with the group, I wouldn't trust anybody except for my family. Not this early.
Okay, so now that you brought up Daniel, do you think that the relationship between Daniel and Ophelia is going to be a problem for them?
For who?
You mean for Daniel and Ophelia or for the rest of the group?
Both.
Well, I think there's probably going to be some kind of strain on that relationship now that it's just those two from that family unit. But I don't know how big of an issue it's going to be later for the group.
Okay. So, any other thoughts about this episode?
Not really, but that first scene was awesome when they were on, when they first got on the boat and LA was burning.
Yes.
Yeah.
That looked pretty badass.
It did, but I don't know. Like, the zombies don't necessarily, or infected don't necessarily impress me in this series. They seem to be a little weird.
I agree that they're weird, but you know,
they're
we got to give them time to age.
True. So, where do you guys think this season's gonna go?
Oh my god, that's hard to tell. Because it's like, right now they're on the boat, and I think a lot of the previews or the promotion videos show them on the boat or in the water, but then in the next episode they're on land, so it's like, I can't really tell what they're doing.
Right. Yeah. I was noticing that too. I feel like a lot of that promo clip was on land.
I didn't see the promo clip, but do you think we're going to lose any of the main characters this season?
Probably.
Probably, yeah.
I'm wondering when the Madison. I'm wondering when they're going to have the people from the flight.
Yes, I would like to figure that out.
They're
going to
beat up show.
I think was flight, what was it called? Flight
462, I think.
462. Do you think the people who were talking to Alicia are going to be part of the flight?
I don't think so.
I don't know if they would have had time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
To get to that point.
Right now, we know that they're headed towards San Diego.
Do you think they're going to find? I have no idea.
There's a naval base there.
Oh, there. Okay, that explains it then. Because I was wondering.
I mean, Mike should know. I think Mike was based in San Diego when he was in the Navy.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense now.
Yeah. But do you think it's going to be safer in San Diego, or do you think they're going to run into more trouble in San Diego?
It's going to have to be trouble.
Trouble for sure. It's too early to let them catch a break.
For real.
You don't think the naval base will be like the prison for The Walking Dead?
I mean, maybe it could be, but I feel like them getting from point A to point B so quickly would be a waste of storytelling opportunity.
Exactly. Yeah, it would be a boring series if they just found safety right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that I think it was Alicia once again said in the press conference was that they were getting drafts of scripts that had a lot of content, and all of a sudden stuff was cut out so they could extend it more and more episodes. Because, you know, we only got 6 episodes in the premiere season.
Mm-hmm.
And the season did amazing. And now we're getting to know the characters a little bit more. Who do you want to learn more about?
None of them. Strand. None of them? Strand or Daniel.
Wow. Yeah, I would agree with that.
I guess. I mean,
think the other ones are kind of, like, transparent. Like,
I think they need more depth.
Yeah, I feel like there's nothing really to them.
I think we need to learn why Nick is so troubled.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's going to have something to do with their father, because when Strand called him Nicholas, he didn't like that too much.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
But could it be because, you know, he had some sort of issues with his father, or do you think it's because he still has an emotional tie to his father?
Could be both.
Maybe.
I mean, it could be anything, because we don't really know a lot.
Yeah.
All we know is that he's lost because of something.
Right.
Are we done with this episode?
I think so.
I think we covered it pretty much.
So, from 1 to 10, what do you guys rate it?
I might say 7.
A 7? Why so low?
Because I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. I'm sorry.
what about it other, you know, it had a good story. The visuals were good. It wasn't long for a
premiere. I think it's the characters. I think the characters are not growing on me yet.
After I think that's 6 what episodes?
It is. Yeah.
Well,
no.
7 now?
No.
Still not growing on you?
No. No.
Well, I think that's interesting because I think, to me, I have a little bit of the opposite. I'm seeing things in characters that I just didn't really care about last season. I mean, I still hate Madison, but like, even though Alicia frustrated me, I'm just hoping that she learns from this and like becomes really strong. And I'm like, I'm seeing where Chris is coming from, even though I think he needs to man up. So, like, I see the little bits of potential for the characters that used to annoy me. So, hopefully, they'll do a little bit better this season.
I do agree with you. I can start to connect a little bit more with each character because we're starting to see a little bit more of their flaws and being able to see them more as human.
Yeah.
You know what I think my problem is? I think I'm still looking at it like a part of The Walking Dead, and I just need to get out of my head when it comes to that.
Don't do it!
I know. I think that's what I'm doing. Because, I mean, it wasn't a bad episode, but I think for a premiere, I don't know that a ton of craziness happened. I think it was a good setup, but I don't know. I don't know.
I actually liked it as a premiere, though. I don't know if I would have felt the same if it was just a regular episode. Mm-hmm. But I think we had the little bit in the beginning, and then we have the end kind of realizing, like, oh, my God, there's people coming for us. We need to get ready. So I feel like that's going to set up the season really well. So if they had put that in, like, episode 2, I don't think it would have had the same impact, because you go into a season premiere waiting for them to set up what the season's going to be about for you.
Mm-hmm. So rate it from 1 to 10, Brancy.
I'm going to give this episode probably an 8, because I loved the beginning and the end, because I thought they really brought us into the season. But some of the middle stuff was a little slow, and Alicia frustrated me so much, so much this episode. And I still have a problem with Nick's crusty hair. So
yes, and those clothes. Good Lord.
Oh, my God.
That's a really funny thing, because Frank Delane, who plays Nick, said that he definitely needs to cut his hair at one point.
His hair is awful.
Yeah. I can't look at that guy and think of anything other than young Voldemort.
I know. That's all I see now. If he would just fix that hair and fix the clothes, I think
A really cool story about the clothes that he said was that these are the type of clothes that you would see from somebody in his situation. Because he is a drug addict, and he will get, you know, anybody else's clothes, because he's lost. You know, he's trying to find who he is. So he's taking on all these different identities with his clothes.
Yeah, but he's not an old man. That's where he got those clothes from.
Well,
The clothes don't even fit, though.
He got them from a church, you know. It's probably something that they donated to the church, and it was there.
And do you think that's the Fear the Walking Dead equivalent of Carl's hat? Is like that going to be the thing?
I don't think so. I think it's more of a he needed clothes, and that's all he could find.
For the love of God, I hope they give that boy some new clothes, because
I'm pretty sure now that they're all soaked that he's going to get new clothes. Come on.
Well, his hair has been shampooed how many times since the apocalypse, and it's still rusty.
I don't know. I think we will have to wait and see if he gets a new look eventually.
Hopefully.
So I would agree that I would give it a 9. It was very close to a 10, but the fact that Madison has flip-flopped so weirdly, it just threw me off, and I never got back on it.
I can see. I can see that.
What did
Mike give
it?
I almost gave it a 9, but it was just a little slow in the middle for me. If they would have kind of put something else jolting in the middle, then I think I would have liked it more.
I think there was plenty of jolting. There was, you know, when Chris flipped his mom into the water, there was the new zombies coming from when, you know, what seemed like a very calm scene. And then we had the little, you know, fight between Chris and Travis. There was plenty of jolting moments. It just, they're changing Madison a little too much, and I'm not exactly sure why they did it.
I mean, I see what you're saying. I do see that. I don't know. Maybe if we had gotten a little bit more from the guy that Alicia's talking to, because, you know, it's very easy to see how she's being manipulated.
Definitely.
Like he's good at the way he's doing this. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe if he would have said a little something extra to kind of scare the crap out of Alicia a little more, maybe that would have pushed it over for me.
Okay. So are we done with this?
I think so.
So do you want to tell people where they can reach you on social media, Kristen?
You can find me on AccordingToKristen.com, on Twitter, Tumblr, and Snapchat at Kristen0409, and on Facebook at AccordingToKristen.
Brancy?
You can find me at VROBrancy on Twitter and Instagram.
What are, you guys are also on Good Show. What are your Good Show names?
Oh, mine is Kristen0409.
And mine is VROBrancy.
Okay, and you could find me on dysfunctional.com, on Instagram and Twitter at dysfunctional, Facebook dysfunctional LA, and Good Shows dysfunctional. If you want to follow Mike, he is at Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter. I Watch Mike on Facebook, and you can follow his blog, iwatchmike.com.
And also the VRO.com.
Yes, yes.
Yes, where you could also find a lot more shows that get recapped by us and other hosts from the VRO.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we shall be back next Monday for the next episode of Fear the Walking Dead.
Yes.
Okay. Have a good one, y'all.
Bye.
Goodbye.